Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today. It's such a special day right before the launch of our new journal, My Journey, My Journal. And we have a wonderful representation of the 215 authors who have contributed to this amazing book with us here today in order to share with you some of the really valuable insights that you will be experiencing in the book and their motivation for wanting to contribute to you, the reader, and to the world. So welcome, and thank you so much for being with us. So we're going to start with Pam calling the first person who is going to be sharing some insights on their contribution to the book. Pam Murphy, who will be calling all of the people that will be interviewed, actually is the project manager for the book and runs the editing, the interior design, all kinds of aspects about the book. So it's a wonderful opportunity for everyone who works so hard on the book to be able to get together in one place. So it's wonderful for our listeners, and it's wonderful for us that are sharing with you. So again, thank you for being here. And Pam, please call our first guest.
Patricia Margatis, right?
Yes.
Okay. Patricia, can you tell us what your inspirational thought was for My Journey, My Journal, and how you hope it will impact readers?
Yes. Well, my inspiration is, why do so many people feel that forgiveness doesn't work? We either blame ourselves or we decide that it won't work for us. Sometimes we fear that forgiving others is the same as condoning the actions, and it will leave us totally vulnerable to pain. Yet, the crucial question, who needs to forgive me, is rarely asked. When all three elements, forgiving ourselves and others and seeking the need for forgiveness from others, will mind, body, and spiritual healing manifest. And I am hoping that readers will be able to learn that we have God-given tools inside of us to change the way we feel and think. Our feelings create neural pathways and neural groups in our brain. And if we can think and learn how to use our brains in another way, we can rewire our brain so that we no longer have these feelings of vulnerability. And I think that is a much better way than worrying about waiting for forgiveness for people who feel, well, that didn't work.
Oh, how true. That's wonderful. Patricia, where can listeners go to connect with you and learn more about you?
They can go to www.womanswellnesscoach.com, and that's spelled woman, W-O-M-A-N, not women, womanswellnesscoach.com.
Wonderful. Patricia, thank you so much for joining us.
Pam?
Yes.
I just wanted to interject real quick because I know some people, especially those from out of the country, may drop off. I want to invite you to attend our IFPI Awards. It's going to happen in a very, very beautiful spot in Mexico. Morgana Ray, who is just an amazing, amazing individual in the world of coaching, she is one of the people that will be speaking there, and we're going to really have a wonderful time. It'll be a repeat of last year. So if you want more information on it, you can find that at mybookaward.com, and award is singular, so it's mybookaward.com. Thank you so much, and Pam, continue.
We have Davia Hoosier.
Hi. Hello, Vicki. Hi, Pam.
Davia, tell us about what your inspirational thought was for the book and how you hope it will impact readers.
Well, my inspiration for the book literally was I was recovering from my 17th and 18th surgery when this opportunity had come along, literally. And I had spent many months recovering during that time. And I thought over the last 6 years of my journey and my interactions with my friends and really some of my clients, and I discovered that there was a commonality. There's a theme amongst which all things sort of flow. And with technology advancing and we're more and more connected to the screen, we're less and less connected with each other. And within that, I call it my pain point, was triggered. I need to be outwardly focused on connecting my friends, my family, my clients with a simple strategy and a tool that they can use anytime, any place, into dialing back into themselves. For me, it's all about starting from within in order to just have an amazing life, have amazing opportunities like this. We need to be open to the little treasures that we're given each day, and we're so caught up in the hustle and bustle, we lose that. So for me, my day, my journal entry was all about that need to go back to giving ourselves permission to say yes. Yes to succeed, yes to taking care of ourselves, and yes to just be awesome at our day, like wake up in the morning and conquer it. And when we start doing that and make that a habit, it's amazing how everything else in our life starts to transition. So in my biggest moment of pain, I was able to share a blessing and a small nugget of wisdom that I hope benefits many people for a long time to come.
That's great. And where can listeners go on the web to learn more about you?
Well, you can hear me literally on Thursday afternoons on the Bad Habits Network. It's on Spreaker.com/the Bad Habits Network. And we're currently doing a segment called Prescription for CEO-Centric Living.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. We appreciate you and your contribution.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate you and Pam for inviting me into this opportunity. I thank all the other amazing authors. And I really do look forward to coming to Mexico.
Great. We'll be happy to see you there. It'll be a fun time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Vicki?
Yes, I'm here. And I see we have Susie Briscoe that joined the call. Susie, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Susie has her own best-selling book that was a major, major international hit earlier this year. And she also contributed to this book, as all the other authors on the line. And Susie, I would like you to tell us, if you could, what was your inspirational thought for My Journey, My Journal, and how do you hope it will impact those who read it?
First of all, Vicki, thank you so much for inviting me to the call. It's a real pleasure to be with you again. My inspiration came, I thought back to what I liked to do when I was sitting in the garden, just meditating for a while. And it just came to me. We used to keep hens and we had a cockerel. So I heard him crowing at the break of day. And then when I was in Mexico with you last year, I heard the dawn chorus, and there was always one bird that was the first one. And then, of course, that magnificent sunrise over from the balcony view. And I was walking my dogs a few years back, and there was a kingfisher flying across the lake, and the sun just caught its colors on the wing. It was just so beautiful and jeweled. And then I remembered driving to get my daughter from school, and I saw the first flowers of the spring. I think there were snowdrops that were coming up through the snow. And then just sitting in my garden with the dreamy scent of the roses and the drone of the bees, and they were busy doing what they do to get the honey. And what I used to love doing was sitting quietly with my mug of coffee and just watching the newts in the pond. So I was trying to open up my own pleasures and share them with the reader and hope that that would trigger them to get something of their own from my own musings. And it just does enrich your day. If you can just take five, as Brubeck used to say, take five out of your day, and it makes all the difference to the rest of the day.
Susie, that was so lovely and so heartfelt, like everything that you do and everything you write is, and all the wonderful work you're doing with people around the world. I know people will want to connect with you after they read what you've written. So can you share with us a place that they can do that on the web?
Absolutely. I'd love for them to connect with me at www.acercoachingassociates.com, and they'll find a page there where they can reach out, and I hope that they do.
Lovely. Susie, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Vicky. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Pam, go right ahead.
Next, we have Linda Dyer.
Thank you. Hello, Pam. It's so lovely to talk with you.
And it's lovely to talk with you too, Linda. Could you tell us what your inspirational thought was for My Journey, My Journal submission and how you hope it will impact the book's readers?
Well, what I put in the book was that you, the people out there, are all amazing and beautiful by allowing yourself to believe that you can be, do, or have anything you want in the world is the greatest gift you can give yourself and therefore the world. What would you like to do today to allow the best version of you to be present? Loving you and loving what you do is key, so it's time to shine on. Why I wrote that is because I think for so many people, they are not the most important person in their world. And for some of us, we've had to learn to be the most important person, and it was very foreign, I think, to a lot of us, the way we were raised, and for others, it's not so foreign. But I think when you look at our parents coming out of a world war, a lot of it was around doing. So it was all about the actions that they had to take to survive, and then they could have certain things, and then people might think they'd be somebody. However, we know now that it's who you be, that you were put on this planet for a particular purpose. And just finding out what that is and realizing your absolute beautiful uniqueness, for me, is paramount, because holding myself back from writing for all those years until I met these gorgeous people, Vicky and Pam and the crew, I just realized that was like a blossom. It was like a flower blooming once they said, and I realized the importance of who I was being and that I had all this information inside me to be able to let the world know that you don't want to go to the grave with the music in you. So being was paramount. I had to be that author. I have to be that coach. I want to be that author. I want to be that coach, even more importantly, because I love doing it. I'm sitting here with information up to my neck because I'm so thrilled to be producing yet another book, and I've got another book in my head for the after that. So it's just a real excitement. For the people out there, it's about getting out of your own road and just looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, what is there amazing about me? And pick on two things. And then go live that amazing. Be that amazing because you are. And the universe, as I said, put you here for a purpose. And if we're not living that, what are we doing? So that's what my little bit was meant to do, Pam.
Well, that little bit sure has a lot that it can do. You are such an amazing lady. How can listeners learn more about you on the web?
Well, if they get onto mindpowerglobal.com.au, for Aussie, Australia, so that's mindpowerglobal.com.au. They can reach me, and there's a contact page there, and I'd love to talk with you. And I look forward to seeing many of you at the Epi Book Awards in beautiful Mexico in March.
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing you again, and we appreciate you being here, Linda. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I've loved every minute of working with you guys.
Thank you so much. Leah Lindman. from Canada. Are you here?
Hi.
Oh, hi. We appreciate you being here with us, Leah. Thank you so much. And
thank you for having me. It was an honor.
Tell us about what your inspirational thought was and how you hope that the readers will be impacted by it.
Mm-hmm. So my inspirational thought was, how do we overcome our penchant for being too hard on ourselves when we fail? And we will fail. Grace. It's the word that rallies me to rise out of the pit of self-inflicted bullying and to learn from my mistakes. So whether it's your first draft or proposal that was garbage, whether you could have made a much better impression on a potential network source, give yourself grace and then move on toward greatness. And grace has been something that I've struggled with, I should say, be more specific, grace toward myself. It's something I've struggled with for the longest time of my life. And it's always been pretty easy for me to give grace to others, to forgive others, but to forgive myself was a completely different thing entirely. And then I became a mom about 7 years ago, and I have 4 beautiful kids, and I've got another one on the way. And I think motherhood really brings out how much you want to do for your kids and how much you see yourself not doing for them. And so you fail a lot as a parent, and I was seeing this. But I finally realized that giving myself grace, if I could give other people grace, why can I not give myself grace to rise from a mistake, from something I've done that could have been done better, and move on toward the next day to do better, to touch more people's lives and hearts. So for those of you listening who are hard on yourselves, I understand. I know where you are. I've been there myself. But remember to give yourself grace, because that's what's going to help you out of situations, maybe sticky situations that you've put yourself in. But that's okay, because every experience is a learning experience. You learn from your mistakes, and you can do better next time. And I think if we all give ourselves grace and give each other grace, this world is a beautiful place.
So true. That resonates with me also. Thank you for that. Leah, where can the listeners go to connect with you and maybe learn more about you?
So I have my website. It's leahlindemann.com, and I have a contact page there. So, yeah, that's where you can reach me.
Well, thank you so much, Leah, for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pam.
Our next co-author is Wanda Davis, and she's also from Canada. Wanda?
Thanks very much for having us on.
Wanda, tell us about your inspirational thought and what impact would you like to see it have on the readers?
Okay, well, what I wrote was, discover your essence to contribute to the world, your unique energy signature. When you truly understand your authentic self, you're willing to accept the responsibility of being in your own authority. So, for example, I was in right relationship with myself and the earth, and the possibilities are then endless. So shine your vibrant light to be the catalyst for change. The journey within empowers you to be the influential with the ability to respond from the heart. So I call myself a personal growth guide that helps people create their path to possibilities. But all quite where often where we start is the fact of just reminding people to be themselves, to be authentic, because each person is unique, and it's that unique contribution that you're going to offer to the world. So when people are being themselves and they're not trying to be what other people are telling them to be or expecting them to be or judging them to be, they can actually truly shine their own light, like inside and out. And then the whole idea is you can actually create more change by just being you.
That's great. So for people that would like to learn more about that and learn more about you, where can they connect with you?
Yeah, so my website then is www.wandadavis.ca. And so information on the things that I do, really looking to increase my professional speaking just to be able to help kind of spread the word of being you.
A lot of people really do not do that sometimes, so thank you so much for sharing that with us, Wanda.
Well, thanks very much. Take care.
Serena Dallas, are you on the line?
I definitely am online, Pam.
Serena, tell us about your inspirational thought.
Absolutely, Pam, and thank you for having me. I wrote on a piece of advice for your younger self. It's all about choice. You always have a choice. It's a superpower that can never be taken away from you. It doesn't matter what's going on in life. You have a choice on how you feel, which can then change the outcome. Your power of choice defines and shapes your perspective. It's so simple, yet so overlooked. It's the game changer. You have a choice. And I kind of focused in on this because up until my mid-30s, I couldn't think a positive thought if my life depended on it. I had a traumatic early life, and I really feel it's important for people to understand that we always have a choice on how we're going to feel and how we're going to react to a situation. In my younger days, I didn't have a lot of choices where I could make the choice. But as an adult, I definitely had the opportunity to change how I was going to do things. So my hope really is on this particular journaling day that readers will understand that you have the power to change how you feel at any given moment. And when you change how you feel about that particular moment in time, it can change the complete outcome. So much so that it sends a ripple effect into the universe that brings you even more great moments. The circumstances may not have changed, but how you see them, how you view them, and yes, even how you feel them will make a world of difference in your life. And I really wish that somebody would have told me this in my early teens so that I wouldn't have spent so much time trying to figure out why I couldn't get on board with life, if you will. Yeah, that's kind of my perspective on it.
And how do you hope this will impact the readers?
Oh, I just really sincerely hope that they will embrace the thought that they have a superhuman power that can never, ever be taken away from them. It doesn't require any special skills. It doesn't require any special tools. All it requires is a recognition that you can make a choice right now and literally change your life.
Well, that's really powerful, Serena. Where can people learn more about you?
They can just visit me online at serenadallas.com, and I'm all about outrageous happiness.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Our next caller we have is Lois Kirshen. Are you on the line?
I am.
So, Lois, tell us about your submission to the journal.
Well, I told a story. It says, a tribe got a new well. The elders, all men, decided that water would be reserved for livestock and crops. However, the woman rebelled, surrounded the well, and took control, wanting the water for bathing, cooking, and the children. The chief said, oh, I guess we forgot to ask the women their opinion. Work for a world where it would be unthinkable to disregard women and make decisions without their valuable and unique perspective. And I chose this because the way to peace in the world is to treat women equally. And you can't solve problems well unless you get a lot of different perspectives so that you can see the problem from all sides and know a number of different types of approaches. So it's critical that women be included in everything. That's how I hope it will impact the readers, in that, you know, it'll encourage them to speak up if women are left out, like on governing boards or in public office, on faculties, or even in the home. My particular expertise is Proverbs, which were written largely by men because men have historically controlled language. And so Proverbs are from men's point of view, not women's. And the result is that most Proverbs put women down. So I hope that writers who use this journal will be more conscious of their word choices, the phrases, the foul language, the curse words that negatively depict women, and that they will then make better choices instead of cliché choices or choices that somebody else thought was an accurate description of women but it's not. But they need to look into themselves and say, what are women like?
Wow, that was interesting. Well, Lois, for people that want to learn more about that, how can they connect with you?
Well, I recommend that they go onto Facebook and search for Duality Cross, which is the name of the design that I made. If they go to the Duality Cross Facebook page, they'll not only get to see my design, of course, but that's why I'm commenting on hope and despair and depression and how all these things relate to each other and how you can turn your life around and have hope by knowing that there can be, there will be a tomorrow. In fact, if anyone listening to me will leave a comment on Facebook or message me there and say that they heard me on this interview, I'll send them one of my coins for free, which is an inspirational message on it. And it's good to look at whenever you're having a bad day or you just got another rejection slip.
Could you give us the link again?
The name is Duality Cross, D-U-A-L-I-T-Y, for dual nature, Duality Cross on Facebook. And they can join in on the discussion and talk about their own ways to turn their lives around, like some of the other commenters have been saying tonight, turning your life around.
That's excellent. Thank you so much, Lois.
Well, thank you for having me.
Next up, we have Hal Price. I've met 4 or 5 years ago and have watched this man develop some amazing things. He has a book out, and he has also done a lot of wonderful work with children who have cancer. Hello, Hal.
Hello, Pam.
How are you?
Never better.
Very good. So Hal was an important part of this book because Mr. Price wrote the foreword for the book. So tell us about that and the idea that you had for that and where the inspiration came from.
Sure thing, Pam. Again, and thank you for the opportunity. I would say, first of all, I'm going to parallel a lot of what other people have said, especially Linda and Wanda. I've listened to them talking about our unique gifts that everybody comes to the planet with to do a very specific thing. And most people get stuck and put their gift into a whole different area than their heart was intended to do. And that happened to me back in 2014. And I was given my writing and my words a way to sell things that I didn't necessarily believe in. So I had to walk away from everything and start all over to say, what is it that's important? What message do I want people to know? And so with that thought in mind, and this is the foreword that I wrote. It's called A Heart's Journey Home. When you know yourself, you can't be lost, and your life will take you far. The key is being true to you and remembering who you are. Respect all life. It's here for you, and trust your heart to guide. Know love surrounds you every day, and it never leaves your side. Remember, every word and thought creates the world you'll see, and say I love you every day and say it joyfully. So this is my 6th book, I think, with you guys now, Pam. It may be 7, I can't remember. But I have been working with you guys on mostly self-help books from 2014 until now, and I just realized that I was missing the curve, and I really wanted to create a book that families could read together, that children could have simple messages with rhyming patterns that allowed them to have simple, straight, heartfelt messages that really resonate with them and let them stay with them forever. So I never had to write another self-help book for people over 30 again in my life. And I saw that our bedtime stories were leaving us slowly, one electronic device at a time, being an electronic babysitter. And I said, you know what, I can't let that happen on my guard while I'm still on the planet. So I just said, you know, I'm the bedtime story guy. I want to create stories that teach children who they are, how precious they are, that there's a gift that they have, and they are here to face obstacles. You're not going to get off this planet unscathed without having to go through something many times over and over with the same issue until you learn who you are and why you're here and to trust your instincts and to trust your inner guidance to take you to a place where your mind's going to take you somewhere else. So I had to walk away from everything to discover that, and I'm so glad that I did. And now we've got an international number one best-selling children's book, and it's actually been turned into a curriculum for schools all over the country now. We just signed the contract yesterday to do that. So a lot of cool stuff going on. And, again, I can't thank Pam, you and Vicky enough for letting me cut my teeth to learn how to write and to trust that my stuff was going to be okay and you guys would put it in the right hands and we could all grow from there and find a family of writers and authors and heart-based people that really want to make a difference in the world. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. I think it's awesome what you've done, and your children's book is so wonderful. I'm in awe that you can write that way, and it's just amazing.
Well, Pam, I'll tell you why I write that way is my mother every night would come into my room and say, what was the best thing that happened to you today? And she made up some silly rhyme about my day, and we would laugh, and then we would say our prayers, and then she would read me a golden book of, Three Little Bears or whatever it is. But she instilled the power of words and rhyming words and patterns in me when I was 2, 3, and 4 years old, and that never left me, long after she's left the planet. So,
well, Hal, for those people that would like to learn more about your children's book and more about you, where can they go on the web?
Well, I'm home always also. If they want to stop by in Carpinteria, just knock on the door, and I'll let you in. We'll go to the beach and walk a little bit. But if you can't get here, go to the web and go to www.eli.com. Bear, B-E-A-R, stories, S-T-O-R-I-E-S, .com, and there's a lot of great information in there, and would love to have you visit, and anybody that wants a book, there's plenty still left for Christmas, so it's never too late. And I wrote this story so that the inner child in you is going to get more than the story you're reading to your child, so I wrote it for the adults and all, and for the inner child in all of us, so thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate your time, and I look forward to seeing you and hearing you speak in Mexico this March. Thank you.
I'm brushing up on Spanish now. I'll be there.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Our next co-author is Tracy Repchuk.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. All right. This is
great.
So exciting. Again, thanks to you and Vicky for really creating such an amazing community and this project. It's truly going to be exciting to launch.
Oh, absolutely. And you're talking about the community, and it's individuals like you coming together that makes it all happen and makes it all so much fun, because working with each individual is just wonderful. And you learn so much from each other that it's really great. So thank you for that. Tracy, tell us about your contribution to the book.
All right. Well, my inspirational thought was, when someone says you can't have it all, they are merely reflecting the limiting belief they have about themselves. Ignore statements like this and dream big and go for whatever you want. Every one of us has heard those words of wisdom, but they are not true unless you believe they are. So for money is the root of all evil and you can't have it all, simply choose to disagree and go for it. It's a funny thing. I wrote that because from my clients, I kept hearing those words like, oh, I can't do that. And I'm like, where are you getting that? Of course you can do that, you know? And so I really wanted to put that out there. And how I'm hoping that it will impact the readers is to really let you know that you control and create your future. And the more you disagree with others and create your own reality and believe in yourself, the stronger you and your results will be. Honestly, that power comes from you, so use it. And since I know a lot of people that do have it all, and including myself, I truly know that you can too. I mean, when I take a look at parts of my life, for sure, since I've, of course, moved into what I'll call the internet marketing space, you know, I have the freedom lifestyle. I've traveled the world with my kids and husband as a speaker in over 37 countries. For my online branding and web strategies, you know, where I help women transform their online presence so they can reach millions with their message. And so I know I've personally done it, so I know that they can and you can too. So that's really what I want to get in. And, you know, sometimes when I've spoken in places like Kuwait and Dubai and Bahrain and Middle East countries, I'm talking often to women that were not allowed to have or to be an entrepreneur or to have a voice, and now we're moving into an era where they can. And that's how I know that, you know, the more we claim for ourselves, the more we let our voices be bigger, and the more that we stand up for our own personal rights, which, of course, is going to be the mantra of 2019, the more we're going to be able to succeed, particularly as a group and like a community that you guys have built here.
Oh, my goodness. That is so exciting.
Tracy, I know that there are going to be listeners who are going to want to connect with you. Where can they do that at?
Well, there's two ways. The simplest way is to use my name, TracyRepuck, either .com or any social media platform. Type that in and you'll reach me. But I think the best place to go is a site called FastActionResults.com, because I got a free gift for everybody, and that's how to double your income in three simple steps, because I want 2019 to be your booming year.
Could you give us that link one more time?
Yes, it is FastActionResults.com, and I'm so excited to be connecting with more people, especially that are listening to this and are part of this book and the community.
Well, thank you so much for coming tonight and for contributing to the book. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Okay, next we have Susan Sinclair.
Hi, it's just lovely to be here with all these stellar souls.
Oh, well, we're happy to have you. You're one of the stellar, too. So tell us about what was your inspirational thought and how do you hope that the readers will be impacted by it?
Well, first, I would love to acknowledge how wonderful it is to have this kind of distilled wisdom from so many beautiful points of view, like a multifaceted jewel. And yes, I believe this will be just a rich treasure trove of inspiration for everyone who chooses to read it and own it. So my contribution was, this is my second year, and it's really been lovely because this is the second time I've been published as an adult. So you have opened a door for me, which is truly a wonderful thing. I'm an unboxed oracle. I know people talk about oracle cards that come in boxed decks, and I consider myself unboxed in that I've gotten out of a lot of ideological and spiritual and cultural boxes. And I also just let spirit speak through me. That is my intention in all the ways that I work with people, is to bring through divine spirit to the people who need to hear it put into words. So the words that I shared were actually one of the first things that I truly heard from spirit, and I could tell it was spirit because it didn't really sound like me. It was more dignified, it was deeper, it was richer, and this voice in my head, a rich, loving, tender, wise voice said, "All things yield to the proper combination of technique and persistence, especially persistence," with pretty much that emphasis. And that was an important message for me. I'd grown up with people who gave up easily, and I was the kind of person who was easily deterred by discouragement or hardship, and so those words really sank in. And I said, whenever I have felt stymied by some thing that wouldn't yield, that message from spirit has rekindled my creativity and recharged my determination. The reason persistence is valuable is it synergizes these complementary energies, the yang of willpower, things will yield, with the yin of trust. I believe that they will yield. I believe in inspiration. So persistence and inspired technique equals unstoppable forces that no thing can withstand. And I close by asking, what thing will now yield to you? The impact I hoped this would have was multiple, always. We speak on multiple levels. We give our wisdom on multiple levels. And when spirit is speaking through me to others, I know it is reaching many levels of their being. And what I needed to hear was that earth and the things of earth, the problems, the obstacles, do yield when you find the right technique and are persistent in applying it. And sometimes even finding the technique requires persistence. You try different things, you try different approaches, and it takes the persistence of continuing to try.
Absolutely. Susan, where can they connect with you?
Well, if they want to speak to an unboxed oracle, they can find me on my website, which is www.mynamesusansinclair, susansinclair.org, because I'm organic and sometimes organized.
Thank you so much, Susan. I appreciate you coming onto the call.
Thank you for making space and creating this opportunity for so many wonderful writings to come through to people. Thank you.
Our next person up is Cecilia Otto. Cecilia, are you on the line?
I sure am, Pam. How are you?
I am very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's been great to hear everyone tonight, and it's, of course, nice to finally put a voice to an email address because you and I have been emailing for many months now, and it's just nice to have that. I've wondered, what does Pam sound like? And now I know.
Well, come to Mexico, and you can see what I look like, too.
Right.
Well, Cecilia, thank you so much for being on the call with us. Tell us about your submission and where the inspirational thought came from and how you hope you want readers to take from it.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So my thought, my inspirational moment that I wanted to share with everyone is following a cross-country road a century old may not be as well-trod a path as you think. Over time, people build new roads and choose alternative routes that benefit their own journeys. But with support from others, patience, and luck, I found an authentic yellow brick road that led to my dream today. It is true. Sometimes finding things long forgotten is what brings you to be your best self today and in the future. So and it says this also on the page, but as you can probably guess by my voice, I am a professional singer. I'm also a historian, and I was doing a historic transcontinental journey, and I was going across from New York to San Francisco, and at the time, the project, like if I Googled singing travelogue, because that's really what I was looking for, I couldn't find it anywhere, right? I wasn't known to Google, so therefore it must not exist, right? That's what people always joke about with the internet today. But the truth was I decided to follow this 100-year-old road. It was turning 100 when I followed it. And I had different tips and things, and people pointed me in different directions as I was going across. And somebody said, have you found the yellow brick road yet? And I went, yellow brick road? And they said, it's outside of Pittsburgh on this old viaduct from, 100 years ago. It's this little frontage road. People are not going to be able to, you can't get to it because the freeway's taken over. And I got lost, like everybody does, looking for really good stuff. And I eventually found this little strip of yellow brick road, and it was after it had rained. And so it was really cool because it kind of almost glistened and glittered. And I just thought, isn't this amazing that this is right here and there's a freeway right above my head whizzing by, and that I could kind of stop, pause, look at this, and I realized if this hidden gem was here, what other hidden gems was I going to find along the way as I was going across the country? And I found the hidden gems weren't just yellow brick roads. They were people along the road. And I found that my historic concerts that I was doing as I was singing songs from 100 years ago in vintage attire really spoke to people. It wasn't about going to a museum. It was about interacting with the past in a musical way and learning these songs and learning that history. It came alive for them in a different way. And for me, what I hope impacts with book readers, I had so many people that told me, I really wish I could do what you're doing. I have a dream like that, but I don't think I could ever do it. And the truth is, and I would tell them this, and I say this now to whoever's listening, you can do it. It may not be exactly what it entails, but it will appear as it needs to appear. And it will be one of the most beautiful things you'll ever experience, hands down.
Oh, that's great. Cecilia, where on the web can listeners connect with you and learn more about you and what you do?
So, of course, there's all the usual suspect places, but the truth of the matter is the best place to kind of get a snapshot of everything, including like hearing me sing and hearing more about and reading more about my travels on my blog and other things like that, is to go to American Songline, because that's the name of my music company and what I do. It's American, so as it's spelled, American, Songline, SONGLINE.com. You can find me there, and there's a contact page. If you reach out to me there and say hello and that you heard me on here, I'm happy to send a little snippet of some music for people so that they can play it on their phone and get free time travel. You can't beat that.
That's so generous of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you again for having me, Pam. It was wonderful to talk with you, and I hope everybody has a great rest of their day as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Tamika Sears. Is Tamika on the line?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you taking time out from your schedule.
Not a problem. I'm honored to be on this call. I've been listening to people, and this book is going to be jam-packed with greatness, and I can't wait to get my hands on it.
So, Tamika, tell us about your submission.
My submission is, want to live your best life, ask questions, dig deeper, peel the onion. Most often, the best parts of life aren't easily attainable or visible. They're hiding under the surface. When you begin to ask more and learn more about yourself and others, you'll find things of great value. Learn more about yourself and those around you. You won't regret it. Curiosity didn't kill the cat. It let it out of the bag to go do great things.
I don't have a cat. I'm sorry.
You don't have a cat to be curious. So the reason
true.
I wrote this is I grew up not with a whole lot of money, not tons of money in Dorchester, Massachusetts. And one of the ways that I was able to get out of that situation and build and grow was just by being curious, asking questions. You know, I grew up in an environment where everyone kind of lives in the land of you don't know what you don't know. So if you don't get to know other people and peel back that onion and see the different layers of the world, you'll just be kind of stuck in the same situation your entire life. So it's really important to me to kind of get the message out there to people to ask and learn about other people. And if there's one thing that can happen, I hope that somebody reads this and talks to people and somehow finds a new friend. That would be awesome.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, Tamika, I'm sure that there are going to be listeners out there who want to connect with you about this. Where can they reach you at?
They can reach me at my website, which is www.searscoaching.com. So it's SearsCoaching.com.
Oh, thank you so much, Tamika, for joining us.
Thank you.
We have next Sandra Cavanaugh. Sandra, are you on?
I am.
Sandra, we appreciate you taking time to join us. And we'd like for you to tell us about your inspirational thought and what the readers can come away with.
Well, I'd love to, and I want to start by thanking you and Vicki for putting together such a wonderful synthesis of so many authors that we all seem to be on the same page, too. What I'm hearing is so lovely. But Linda, Wanda, Hal, and so many others, you know, just express things that I think are right in sync with where I'm coming from, and we all seem to be that way. So that's very exciting. So my little inspirational thought was, you may not believe it, trust it, understand it, or even recognize it, but deep inside you can feel it. Your life has a heroic mission, a unique, powerful soul purpose that you alone were born to bring into glorious expression. The question is not whether each of us has a unique creative genius. The only question is whether each of us will have the faith, the courage, and the commitment to share it. And that quote is really pretty much a synthesis of everywhere I'm coming from. My book, Spontaneous Brilliance, is, and all of my work, is really about helping people to unleash the expression of their unique creative genius, because I want everyone on the planet to just consider the possibility that you and everyone else is a unique creative genius, and that you might be just so much more than you ever allowed yourself to be. And that being true, the world needs you. We need your idea. We need your song. We need your story. We need your invention. We need your problem-solving skills. We need your weird, nutty perspective. We need whatever your unique creative genius is. And the challenge that we face in the world is that we've all been taught to judge genius and judge our thoughts and judge our ideas and judge our creativity based on a certain type of criteria. And I always go back to the Einstein quote that everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it'll live its whole life believing that it's stupid. And I think, unfortunately, that's often what happens in the educational process is that we end up learning to stifle our ideas and stifle our spontaneous thought and stifle our intuition. And so we're not sharing our unique passion and purpose with the world, and it's getting lost. The problem isn't that we don't have the great thoughts. The problem is that we're not very good at noticing them, allowing them, and expressing them. And so what I really want to do is just give people simple behavioral changes, fun techniques, ways that they can change their behaviors and get some practical results that'll help them express their unique creative genius. And so I'm just super excited to be doing this work. I'm super excited to be involved in the journal, and super excited for all the spontaneity.
Great. Sandra, how can listeners connect with you and learn more about you?
They can go to sandracavanaugh.com and or creativityspecialist.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you coming.
You bet. It's been an honor.
Next up, we have Jonathan Trowan.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Jonathan, tell us about your inspirational thought and how you would like to see it impact our readers.
Well, I wanted to share some thoughts of self-love because most of us are on this nonstop search for love and approval from other people. And at the same time, we've become our own worst enemy. And we say things to ourselves that honestly we would never say to anyone else. That nonstop bully in our head that keeps telling us we're not good enough and we can't do things the right way. It's time to stop this. It's time to stop fighting with yourself. And just that idea can be daunting, but there's an easy way to start. You can simply say one kind thing to yourself every day. You don't necessarily have to switch around and only have positive thoughts because that's an impossibility. But you can begin by saying one kind thing to yourself every day. And to begin loving yourself. And while that, too, when you say love yourself, people are like, oh, whoa. And I was the same way. When I tried this at the beginning, it was so difficult. But a more accessible idea, if loving yourself seems daunting, begin just treating yourself as a friend. Just treat yourself as you want to be treated. You're looking for love from others. How do you want to be treated? And begin treating yourself that way. Begin treating yourself as your friend. And here's what's amazing. You will magically find that when you treat yourself better, everyone else will treat you better too. And all these people you're looking for love and approval from, well, they just start giving you that love and approval that you already wanted because you were kind to yourself first. You were the model. To answer your question, what do I want people to get from this? I think what I really want is people to flip the equation of how we live. And I had to go through this myself. We were trained from a very young age to follow this equation that if you work hard, you will be successful. And if you are successful, then you will be happy. So we keep pushing off that happiness. And most of us have done this, right? So we work really hard, and sometimes we just don't get that success. Oftentimes, we actually do get the success. And that's honestly where I was. I had the dream job in Hollywood that everyone wanted. I lived two blocks from the beach. I made a fine amount of money, and yet I was miserable inside, and I couldn't figure out why. And, you know, that's what the midlife crisis is all about. And now, of course, it's a quarter-life crisis because we've been doing what we've been taught. We've been working hard, and we were told if we did it long enough, we'd be successful, and that then we'd be happy. So what I'm suggesting, since we've all tried this and it hasn't worked, to flip this equation around. And the new equation that I offer is be happy. If you're happy, then you are successful because that's all you wanted in the first place. And when you are successful, then it's easy to do all the work, to give of yourself, to do all the work to contribute to other people. That becomes easy. Long days, long hours become joyous. If the equation is be happy, then you are successful, and then it's easy to work. And happiness comes from this idea of loving yourself, of simply treating yourself as your own best friend.
Oh, wow. Jonathan, where can our listeners reach you on the web?
Well, my mission is to create the self-love revolution. I should say the self-love revolution is created. And my mission is to get people to join this revolution And if you want to join the revolution, I invite you, and you can join it at www.selfloverevolution.com. And we can begin changing the world that we live in.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. Thank you, Pam.
Now, do we have Jenna or Debbie Vander Weeden?
Yes, we're here.
Do I have one or both?
We are both here. This is I'm Jenna.
Oh, hi,
I'm
Jenna.
Debbie. I'm Mom.
Hi, Mom. Well, it's good to have you both on the call. Who would like to tell us about your inspirational submission to the book? You could split that up. One of you could tell us that, and the other one could tell us how you wish it will impact the readers.
That sounds great, Pam. So I'll read the inspiration. So they told her life would never be easy. There were no more options. We refused their message and prescription for struggle and limitation, knowing deeply they were wrong about severe social anxiety. We turned over 1,000 stones to eventually find an easy alternative buried in dismissed 1960s medical research. Never settle for status quo. Dare to challenge when you know something is wrong or limited so that you too may discover your buried treasure.
So that was beautifully read by Debbie. And this is Jenna here. So as far as the impact that we'd like to impose, we know intimately that living with social anxiety is exhausting, debilitating, and limits us in the things that we love most. I struggled with intense social anxiety my entire life, living in pain all the time, unable to leave my house, couldn't go to friends' birthday parties. My body was always tense, my mind foggy. I had layers and layers of repetitive thoughts. I have vivid memories of panic attacks in my car just trying to go to a friend's house or to the grocery store. You know, it was special occasions, and it was the everyday mundane activities. You know, I went to doctors. I was diagnosed with social anxiety, put on anti-anxiety and antidepressant meds. They didn't help. The psychiatrist tried varying combinations of drugs. They didn't help. The therapist tried cognitive behavioral therapy, exposure therapy, a long list of others, and they didn't help either. And by age 25, I was seeing only one bleak option for my future, and it was one that wasn't enough, and it wasn't acceptable. So Mom did what moms do, and she searched and searched and, you know, asked questions and then searched some more and finally found that answer was buried in forgotten research. And today, I'm able to leave my house, see friends, buy my groceries, be independent, and live a life on, you know, on my terms. So we started to ask questions and to question the traditional treatment model, and that's really what we want for the readers, and that's how we hope our message will have an impact. We want them to know that it's okay to question, to ask why, to challenge the expert, to know that they have options. And if something doesn't feel like it's right for you, question it, because we hope that you never settle.
That is amazing information. Mm-hmm. I know that people are going to be so interested in that subject and that they may be struggling with the same sort of things that you did, Jenna. Where can they reach you?
Absolutely. Well, we have a lot of extra information and, of course, a way to contact us on our website, which is jennaandhermom.com. So that's Jenna, J-E-N-N-A, and A-N-D, her mom, H-E-R. MOM.com. And we love hearing from people. So give us a shout out and we'd love to hear from you.
Thank you so much, Jen and Debbie, for sharing that with us.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you.
Next up, we have Karma Spence. Karma?
Me?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay.
Karma, what did you write on your inspirational thought? And what would you like to see the readers walk away with?
I wrote, "Is your comfort zone killing your dreams? Does fear have you hiding within your comfort zone? Get out of this trap. Push towards your dreams. They are a part of your calling, your journey in life. So I challenge you, what are your dreams? What is one baby step you can take today to move out of your comfort zone and towards your dreams? Take the challenge. Don't let your comfort zone control you." And what I'm hoping to communicate here is we are all stopped by fear at some point in our life. I face fear probably on a weekly basis. But the only way to move forward and achieve what you want to achieve, be successful, and grow as a human being is to not let that fear stop you. And sometimes that fear hides. It hides in what we call a comfort zone. We're comfortable with where we are now, and we stay stuck there because the fear of stepping up to the plate is greater than our fear of staying where we are, the discomfort. And so what I'm challenging people to do with this statement is to recognize their comfort zone and realize how part of that comfort zone was created by fear. And it's that comfort zone and that fear that's stopping them from achieving what they were meant to achieve in life.
Karma, that's great information. Thank you so much. And I'm sure that there will be people that want to connect with you about that. Where on the web can they connect with you?
PublicSpeakingSuperpowers.com.
PublicSpeakingSuperpowers.com.
That's the name of my latest book, and it's also a website with a lot of information about how to be a better speaker, communicator, and be more confident.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Elise Perry.
Hi, Pam. Thanks for having me on and inviting me.
So tell us about your submission, and also then, how do you see it impacting our readers?
Absolutely. Well, my submission, it's a little further along in the book, but that's okay because that's where the good stuff happens, right? But it says, it's important to realize that the past does not define you. When voices of you're not good enough and all that other you're not come rushing in, know that these are limiting beliefs. When you feel like life is holding you down or trying to count you out, know that you're on the path to greatness. And you deserve to learn how to realize this and live the life you love and deserve. And what I really hope that people see out of this, and I've been hearing it a lot in the interviews, it's so nice to see like attracting like, is it doesn't necessarily matter where you came from. It matters to figure out where you want to go. And you can change that direction at any time. Those little limiting beliefs, you were put on this earth for greatness and to do great things. And whatever your belief system is, I don't always like to get political or religious or anything like that, but whatever your belief system is, know that you were made for greatness. There's a purpose and a reason for you to be on this earth and to find that and run with it. What other people think of you does not define you, and it's none of your business. So what I really hope happens out of this is that when people read this, they kind of say, yeah, I felt like that, or me too, or I want more of that. There's some people that are going to read that and say, I want to be like that, and that's what I'm here for, to help. I am a helper, to help people along their journey get to where they're going and realizing you are good enough, you are enough, you are successful enough, you can be happy enough, you can be anything enough.
Very powerful. And where on the web can our readers connect with you and learn more about you?
Absolutely. So you can reach me at Elise A. Perry, and that's spelled E-L-I-S as in Sam, E-A PERRY.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Elise, for joining us.
Thanks.
Deshane Evans.
Hi, Pam.
Hello, Deshane. Tell us about your submission and what you would like to see readers get out of it.
Okay. For me, as humans, we desire to be successful, and our lives become a journey go-round, like the merry-go-round ride we had fun riding as a kid. And as a visionarypreneur, I identified a $6 million opportunity and welcomed a team of four to embark on a journey with me to win, and we did. The journey go-round in our adult lives is not always fun, but we can make it fun by celebrating our wins. And so the message behind that is, you know, as women, I feel that it's more challenging when we take the leap to become business owners. And so we have to invest, believe in our worth, and stay on our journey no matter how long, how many journeys, we'll eventually reach the journey that we seek. And so it's my goal and the inspiration, what I want to have an impact is for women to be empowered to keep moving forward. Do not give up.
That's awesome. Where can people connect with you?
My site is www.eyesofpower.com. And I also have a contact page. And just real quickly, Eyes of Power, when you go to the site at the beginning, it tells you that an empowered woman's vision leads to endless possibilities.
That is really good.
Thank you so much, Pam. And I'm just really honored to have this opportunity. This is my third time co-authoring a book, and I think at this point I am now ready to come with my book.
Thank you for sharing that, and thank you for spending time with us.
You're welcome. See you in Mexico.
Grace Walbrink.
Hey, thank you so much.
Grace, you've been hearing other co-authors. Tell us about your submission and what you'd like readers to take away.
All right. Stories tell the reality of the life we live. Stories tell the reality of life as we make it. Stories tell the decision to change the life we once knew. Stories, recrafted, tell the reality of life's new unfolding. Life's your story. Tell it like it is, in only the way you can. For in stories, as in life, its characters are as outlandishly adventurous, deviously mischievous, and outrageously zany as any of us truly are.
And, story, we love it. We crave it. You know, we drink it up like yesterday's air, because story is really who we are. Story is the meaning that we add to the events in our lives. And story happens for us every single day. So life is as it is. Change happens. The decision, now what? And a new life unfolds. So for me, when I think of story, I'm a storyteller. I love story. We all love story. We all tell stories every day. We heard amazing people and their amazing stories of what brought them here, what to this call, what inspired them to write the incredible words and their story down on the pages that now fill this book. So for me, the impact of and the inspiration and the incredible gift, thank you so much, of being a part of such an amazing group of people and an amazing opportunity, is to check in with ourselves every once in a while, like, whose story is this? Because oftentimes we pick up stories from our parents and our neighbors and what we think society is telling us is supposed to be real for us. And is it really our story? And if it is, great. But if it's not, maybe take a minute, rewrite that story and make sure we're in it. Because in the end, it is our story, it is our lives, and we're the only ones that can change it, upscale it, downscale it, or have a completely different outcome.
That's wonderful, Grace. Tell us how the listeners can contact you and learn more about you.
Well, I'd love to have people come over and visit me at www.storyographers.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We appreciate you being on the call with us.
You are welcome.
Next up is Linda Valente.
So wonderful to be with everyone again in another book. I'm really excited about it. I've been enjoying everybody's contributions so far.
Why don't you tell us about your submission and what impact you want the readers to have?
Thanks, Pam. Well, I submitted a poem that I had written a few years ago, and I was looking for something that I thought would be appropriate for the space. I really love the whole idea of the journal because it's really a sacred space, the time that you take for yourself to contemplate. So the poem that I submitted was What If, and it kind of fits along with a lot of the themes running right now in the book. And what if you are more than you believe you are? And that kind of came, the way it started, came across from going through some difficulties in my life, being a survivor of domestic violence and going through transformation and realizing that maybe there was more for me and being able to really look at that and just start small and what if and the possibilities. So that's kind of what I wrote about and what I hope that
someone will get from reading it is that they will be able to take some quiet time and really look inside themselves and think what is possible for them and realize that there may be more and that they can take that small step, that they always have a choice. And I really am inspired by the people around me, all of the thought leaders in the books, and hope that everyone, you know, can really take some time to do that kind of deep work and contemplation. And I had some quotes that I had pulled from tonight, a box of inspirational quotes, and I thought that one of them was really appropriate. It said, it's not who we are that holds us back. It's who we think we are not. And that's by Michael Nolan. And I thought that was a really good quote. There is always more for us, no matter what age or what circumstance we've been in.
That's excellent. So, Linda, where can people learn more about what you do and who are you?
Yeah, they can go to lindavalentecoaching.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time to join us.
Thanks, Pam.
Toya Hamlet?
Yes,
okay.
I'm here.
Toya, tell us about your submission to the journal and how you hope it will impact our readers.
Well, my submission was based on peace, maintaining and regaining your peace, the necessity thereof, and along with some encouragement and direction, just so that people know that it's very necessary to have peace, to keep your peace, and that if you don't have it, that there are ways to get it and to maintain it. My hope is that readers will have a sense of encouragement, hope, perseverance, and vigor to keep going.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Toya, if people would like to get to know you better, is there a website that they can go to?
Well, right now, currently on social media, they can find me on Instagram at Toya Hamlet Winning. That's TOYAHAMLETTWINNING. You know, encourage them to, of course, purchase the book. They can find me on page 179. And again, the focus is on peace, and it will remind them how it's very vital to their psychological, physical, sociological, and emotional well-being. And to just seize the moment with their peace of mind, and their days will be better, and they'll go further.
Thank you so much for joining us, Toya. We appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me.
Vicki?
Yes, I'm here. I just want to personally thank all of you for what you're giving to the world. I have a personal feeling about writing, and that's that it's not just a wonderful thing for you to do. It's not a wonderful way to get noticed as an expert. It's really a responsibility to get your story out to the world, because there is someone that will not hear the message they need to know from anyone but you. And it's truly a contribution. And years ago, a coach friend of mine who's no longer with us on this earth said something to me that was really profound. She said that when you do not show up in the way where you tell your story, you leave a hole in the world, because no one can replace what that story means to the world. So I'm going to congratulate all of you on showing up and sharing your story, some of them with very intimate information and so much feeling. And to be able to share that with the world, it's just a wonderful thing. And I'm glad we could all share it today together. So thank you again for being here. And we hope to see you all in Mexico. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate you all.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's MYBOOKMYBIZ.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.